Welcome back, listeners, to the Here's Johnny podcast. I am Larry.
I am Justin.
This is another one of our banked episodes for when I go on a little paternity leave. We just recorded, and so because of that, we have nothing new, but I do have quizzes for Justin. Justin, I told you, WrestleMania is coming up this weekend.
Okay.
So I have two wrestling-based quizzes for you.
Okay. I'm going to get them all wrong. Let's go.
From WWE's The Rock to all the way to the Tooth Fairy, which version of Dwayne Johnson are you? Which of these colors do you prefer to wear? Black, green, pink, or gray?
Black.
Where would you prefer to live? An LA mansion, an island mansion, a suburban mansion, or a more relaxed suburban mansion?
A more relaxed suburban mansion, I guess.
Pick which quote resonates with you the most. I could eat two large pizzas and a tray of brownies in one sitting. I'm not sharing that. We can get another one, but I ain't sharing. I'm not The Rock. I'm Dwayne Johnson. My goal was never to be the loudest or the craziest. It was to be the most entertaining. I can hold my own when it comes to burping. I've got a good feeling that I could win a championship.
The first one. I can eat two large pizzas and a brownie.
How much would you want to bench press? 400 pounds, 500 pounds, 399 pounds, or over 600?
399.
Which food would you rather eat? Protein, banana chocolate chip pancakes, fish and rice, or pizza followed by cookies?
Pizza. Always pizza.
If you got a tattoo, it would be tribal, a memory from my past, portraits of my kids, a cartoon character I love.
That's kind of a tricky one because I guess a cartoon character that I like because that's what I have on me, kind of.
You have to pick a rock, Justin. There's four rocks, and I think it would be more fun to describe it to you.
Okay.
One is a rock that is bigger on top than the bottom sitting in an empty field. One is a rock sitting on a cliffside that appears to be weathered. One is a big rock surrounded by a bunch of tiny rocks, and one is a rock in the middle of the ocean.
The rocks surrounded by 20, like tiny rocks.
What is the most common facial expression you use? A smile, an eyebrow raise, a resting bitch face, or a focus face? You're ready to sing.
Resting bitch face.
Pick a sport. Football, wrestling, sailing, or hockey?
Hockey.
And if you didn't have your current job, which of these would you choose? Actor, coach, personal trainer, or travel vlogger?
Actor, I guess.
You're WWE Dwayne. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, the eyebrow-raising people's champion of the WWE, could cook up a storm in the ring, but he left us all wondering, what exactly is the smell he's cooking? Known for laying the smack down, his opponents often found themselves between a rock and a hard place.
God damn it.
All right, next quiz. Which WWE wrestler are you most like?
Oh, if I get gold dust, I'm just going to fucking eat myself out of here.
If your car breaks down in the middle of nowhere, what would you do? Hate your car, call for help, see if you can find people to start a kiss cam, or leave it there and come and go back home?
Call somebody for help.
What the fuck is this quiz? Okay, this isn't BuzzFeed, so it's goddamn cursed. If an ATM accidentally gives you double the amount you asked for, no charges due, what would you do? Return the money, take the money and run, give the money to a hobo and tell them to buy some DX outfits, or donate it under your name?
Take the money and run.
Honesty, good. What would you do? What do you want to be when you grow up? A rock star, an American Idol judge, a pro surfer, get paid for doing nothing, or build sledgehammers?
Get paid for doing nothing, I guess.
If you put your money in a soda machine and it takes it without giving you your soda, what do you do? Go all sweet chin music-y on it, that means you kick it. Buy a sledgehammer and destroy it, set it on fire, or wonder how stupid the guy was who made it.
A mix of one and four.
You want to kick it, or do you want to ponder the stupidity?
Ponder the stupidity.
you hit 3 home runs in 1 baseball game, what would you do? Love all the fame you got at school? Brag? Talk head-to-head to the crowd about it? Don't worry about it, or just forget about it?
Just forget about it.
If you could do anything for a whole day, what would you do? Watch TV? Do lip-ups to make your lips bigger? Go skydiving? Think about how you're going to rule the world someday? Or go surfing, dude?
Think about how I'm going to rule the world someday.
Do you or did you listen to your school teachers? Yes. No. I play and joked. No. I drew pictures of Ric Flair. Or I always respect and listen.
I always respect and listen.
Choose your favorite wrestler. Kane, Shawn Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid, CM Punk, Triple H, or Rey Mysterio?
Rey Mysterio or Kane? I'll go Kane. Because he was in a movie.
Which of the following would be your style as a wrestler? A powerhouse, flashy, a striker, or technical?
Flashy.
You lost an important match. How do you react? You demand a rematch, you congratulate your opponent, you attack the winner, or you are full of excuses?
I congratulate them.
Justin, you got Rey Mysterio. This is okay. The kind of person you want to be. Rey is an outstanding sport. He has an excellent attitude if you don't have a bad attitude first. Rey is very fast and loves to glide through the air. There you go.
Okay.
All right, listeners, with that wrestling out of the way, let's talk about...
He is... Hold on. Is Rey Mysterio the Booyaka Booyaka 619?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Yeah, he's wrestling on Saturday against his son again in a 3-versus-3 match.
Does he still say that?
He I don't think he ever said that. It's just his song when he comes out.
Oh.
But his finisher is a 619.
Okay.
Where he kicks him through the ropes, running him, you know?
Yeah. Maybe I will watch it. Who knows?
All right, listeners, let's talk about Separate Ways. Justin, I will pass the mic to you to talk about background and summary.
Okay, so mostly Separate Ways is the DLC for Resident Evil Remake. Separate Ways, I forgot to look up the release date for some reason. It released September 21st, 2023, most notably...
That long ago?
Yeah.
Jeez, okay.
Yeah. Most notably, this was kind of like the one thing that some people were upset was not included with the base game. I'm not naming
I'm some
any
people.
Names here.
I am some people.
I wasn't
going to
name
I am
names.
Some people.
but yeah, really, background, I could not find anything.
That's not too surprising.
No, it's DLC. Yeah, it's DLC. But I was able to find that Resident Evil 4 Remake had sold, as of March, so very recently, has sold 7 million units.
Jesus Christ.
Resident Evil, if you give me 1 second.
Yeah, how much did the OG sell? Are you looking up?
Yeah, I'm looking up. Okay, I actually have all of them right here. Perfect. Resident Evil 4 isn't exact... Oh, actually, it still stays in the same place. Okay, so do you want... Resident Evil 4 just...
Give me OG first, and then I would love to know where they fall.
OG 4?
Yeah.
3.1 million.
That's it? It's been on, like, everything. I own it, like, on the PS2, obviously on the GameCube. I think I had it on my phone at one point. I have it on PC.
Yeah.
I'm 4 of those.
You're 4 out of the 3.1 million. Yeah. And then... I mean, oh, damn. Okay.
So what's the best-selling Resident Evil game, then?
Resident Evil 2 Remake, 13.6 million copies.
Jesus Christ. It doubled up. Four.
Seven isn't far behind it, so seven is in the number two spot with 13 million.
Seven is special. Seven is a special game.
Followed by Village, 9.3 million. And then five and six are tied with roughly about 9 million each. Mm-hmm. Resident Evil 3 Remake was 8.4. Resident Evil 4 Remake is at 7 million, which puts it at 7th place.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
Followed by the OG Resident Evil 2 with 4.96 million. And then Resident Evil...
How much does 6 sell?
6 sold 9 million.
Fucking trash ass.
Although, hold on. They have Resident Evil 6 down here twice. So Resident Evil 6 has actually sold the third most amount of copies. Resident Evil 6 is actually at 11.8 million copies. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. The lowest selling game is what they have here anyways is the OG Resident Evil 4.
That's fascinating.
They don't have OG Resident Evil 1. I will say that.
Okay.
But they do have Resident Evil 2, which is pretty far up there. Yeah, the only thing they don't have in here is the OG Resident Evil 1.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Okay.
Yeah, anyways.
If you want more background, just go listen to the original review of this.
Which we did.
Last year.
Back in last year. Yeah, so pretty much just a general plot synopsis is much like in Separate Ways... original, we find, other than an expanded backstory with like Louise, I forget now, it's been too long.
Louis.
And kind of like expanded out moments with the story, like we kind of get more involved with like her and and Wesker's relationship a little bit as well, and how like she was infected with the Lost Plagas. But basically this is her journey through Leon's journey through the island. The biggest part I noticed, and you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong because this was a long time ago, but there were certain like key things that were missing from the original Resident Evil 4 in the remake, and they kind of made an appearance here in separate ways. Mm-hmm. Like, I know there was, like, an additional lost... big guy.
One of Salador's minions.
Yeah, one of the Salador minions. And then there was also... I believe we were missing an extra...
Gigante,
who we actually fought as Ada
at
here.
At the farm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then other than that, like, it just kind of goes through her, like, kind of the same story-ish. But, like, obviously, like, tweaked and... updated for the new Resident Evil timeline. Eventually, we kind of get this big expanded thing of like her leaving the island, realizing that Wesker is going to use the Amber to kill billions of people. So she kind of decides to like fuck off with the Amber. During that whole scene, we see Wesker kind of talking to her, and Excella, is that her name? Excella from Resident Evil 5. Excella's on the screen with like the spot that we see in Resident Evil 5 with like the flower growing and stuff.
I am proud of you. Yes.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I know that. And then after the credits and stuff roll, we see an epilogue with Wesker realizing that Ada has betrayed him. And even though that she's betrayed him, they managed to get a sample. So I had to look this up because there were several theories on who is under the blanket. I believe it's Krauser.
Oh, okay. I figured it was Jill.
Oh, so people were really debating between if it was Lewis or Krauser, because it's like an infected person.
Okay.
Because they have like a little bit of an infection on them. Although I guess Lewis doesn't make sense because he's not infected by the end. Ada killed. Anyways, basically he's Wesker's going on saying that the end of man will come soon. So. This also opens up an interesting theory of what the next remake is going to be.
I know. Do you want to talk about that now or at the end of this?
I mean, it's up to you. What do you want to do?
Let's talk about it now so we don't forget it.
Okay.
I think it's going to be Code Veronica.
I think it's going to be Resident Evil 1.
Really?
Yes.
I think Code Veronica, because I think 5, like, at this point, they're just cleaning up the timeline.
Yes.
I mean, it's very clear it's what they're doing now. And I think Code Veronica deserves to be redone.
Well, it would also, so if you look at the remakes, right, like they touched on Resident Evil 2 remake, which kind of reintroduced us to Leon and Claire, and then 3 is Jill, and then they came back to 4, which is kind of a reintroduction to Leon. Code Veronica would make sense because it's another reintroduction to Claire.
Yeah.
Right.
Why do you think OG? Because I have been on record as saying that remake is a fantastic game.
Oh, I agree. I think it is too. There's a few reasons. I think one, it is still not gameplay wise up to date with the remakes.
I mean, I can't argue with that. I like how it plays, but it's not like too, like, yes.
Also, okay. In the remake's story, they didn't really clean it up, which is where I think they'll be able to clean it up.
Yeah, that's true.
Here. They'll be able to go back and clean it up here. But I don't know. I don't know if they would do that again, because then you get into a real weird, like, oh, which remake are you talking about? You know, like, unless they call it, like, Resident Evil 1. They just, like, flat out, it is just Resident Evil 1.
They might just call it Biohazard.
Yeah, well, no, they can't call it Biohazard, because didn't they call, isn't 7 Biohazard?
I think it's Resident Evil 7 Biohazard.
Oh. But also, like, Resident Evil 8 is also internally just called Village, not Resident Evil 8 Village. Yeah.
So the way I think about it is, there's OG Resident Evil, there's OG Resident Evil Director's Cut, and then there's a remake. I think you could find a way to name it so it works. I would be okay with it. I mean, at this point, if they're going to go back, I have loved every single one of the remakes they've done. I mean, I just have. Like, every single time they've gone back and done it, I have literally zero complaints, and I only come away happy. So,
well, especially because, I mean, this is, Resident Evil 4 was the one you were worried about, and
yeah.
Yeah, you were happy with it, right? Like, I think they've garnered enough. So here's the other reason why I think they do one next. They have garnered enough love with these remakes that people would be less upset if they did it now versus if they did it after Code Veronica. Because if you do it after Code Veronica, it can also become the whole, oh, they're just trying to not touch Resident Evil 5 because of, like, the racist connotations to it. So if they they're not,
which is,
like,
crazy, because it takes place in Africa. Like, of course the infected are going to be, like, African. Like, it would be bad if it weren't. I mean, I don't know. I feel kind of weird about that when I think about that controversy, because it's like, of course they are. Like, this is where you set it. It's like that being Spaniards in 4 is because they're in Spain.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean,
I'm not gonna touch it because I'm not gonna touch that subject because I don't know.
It's messy. Because I would also like to see them remake 0, because we had fun with 0 outside of the goddamn item.
I really hope that. Resident Evil has one of, like, the biggest. Man, I love all the, like, I love Billy, I love Shiva,
I love Shiva too,
like Barry, and we don't really get, after the game that they are the side character in, they just get fucking shoved to the side and forgotten about.
Well, you're the big 4 plus Ada.
Yeah, well,
yeah, it's Chris, Leon, Claire, Jill, and then Ada. Like, those are the only ones you can kind of bank on, like, being around.
Yeah, and I hope 9 breaks away from that. Although there's a weird rumor that 9 is going to be like an open world, which is, I don't know, man. Weird things are happening. But listen, whatever they do, even if it seems fucking stupid in the trailer that they show, whatever they show next, I'm here for it because they know what they're doing with Resident Evil now.
Yeah, it's kind of how I feel about Resident Evil 7 Rebirth, is that when Remake was announced, I was like, why are we doing this? And yes, the gameplay was cleaned up, but the biggest thing about Remake that I liked is the story part of it. And now with Rebirth, I mean, I texted you because I was literally like screaming at the TV. I was so happy to see a certain character. I won't say who, because it's one of my favorite side games, right? Like to actually put them into the game, have story, like, you know, build upon it. And when it comes to Resident Evil, it's like, I can still go play OG 4. I mean, I have since the new 4 came out.
Yeah.
Like you literally were just playing Director's Cut with your son. Like, yeah. But it's like all these games kind of sit by themselves in their own thing, and I get different things from them. Like, in some ways, I can just easily say I'll never play Resident Evil 3 Nemesis, but I will play 3 Remake.
Yeah.
Like, so that's cool. But overall, it's like, just kind of take what you want and enjoy it, and you hit it on the head. Capcom, for me, and I think I can speak for you here too, they haven't let me down.
They know what they're doing. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So right, I don't so know.
So back to Separate Ways. I actually really enjoyed the plot. I liked how much Wesker was in it because he's one of my favorite characters in the franchise. I liked how it differed from the original Separate Ways. I liked kind of moving about and like diving in and out of Leon's story. I enjoyed that because I always find that fun, you know, mm-hmm. like kind of getting a glimpse off to the side about what's going on. I liked how Ada was infected and how it played into a couple of boss fights. I found that was cool, and like kind of her desire to help Louise, because she is, you know, at the end of the day trying to protect her own neck more than anything else. I don't know. I enjoyed it. It was longer than I thought it was going to be. I think I beat it in like 5.5 hours, and there's still a shitload more to do in it, which I will do whenever I get around to platinuming 4. But no, man, I thought for plot, for a DLC, and I got it on sale, so I got it for like $6. Absolutely worth it. I am bummed out. There is a part of me that feels like it should have been included in the game because it came in the original game. But like they added so much to it. It's almost like we have played games for $60 that had less content than this. So I'm happy.
I will say this is actually also the first time in, oh man, when did they first do it? Since Resident Evil 5 that they've recast Albert Wesker as well. It's a different person now. It used to be DC Douglas, who has a very long and storied video game background, and it is now Craig.
Is there any reason why they recast him?
No, I mean, but they also recast Ada, right? Like,
we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that. But I would agree with you. I think they did a really good job on expanding the story and like fleshing it out and kind of giving us more push as to like why Ada's there and why she wants to do what she's doing. I mean, granted, it is for her own neck. But yeah, I don't know.
Respect that.
Yeah, exactly. I can. I agree. I think it would have been cool to include in the original, but I can see why they charged for it.
There was so much. There's so much to do in it. Like,
it also did come with the mercenaries stuff as well.
Okay.
So
on that, let's kind of dive into gameplay. It's so strange to me when I think back to how. Did you play Arkham City on release?
I don't know, Larry. You tell me.
Okay, perfect. So you did. Yes. So Arkham City, if you bought like, because it was like a collector's edition or something, that's how you got the Catwoman DLC and how it tied into it. I think they got a lot of inspiration from that, mainly with the grappling. I liked how you moved around the map with that and how it kind of changed it. Because I needed to beat it, and because I was wanting to get back to 7, I played it on like normal mode, so I didn't do anything kind of crazy. Basically, the only weapons I used were the knife and the bolt gun, because
that's fair.
It was all I really needed. But you have the merchant in it, and he's basically the same merchant you would get in the regular game. There's all the secret items that you can level up your weapons with. I have played enough Resident Evil to know to always carry around a rocket launcher the moment you can buy one for the final boss fight. So when I got to that final boss fight, I just literally pulled it out, shot it right in the fucking face, and ended it. Because I played enough of these, and I know what to do. But like, you can level up your health in this, which I don't think you were able to do in separate ways, because it was just like a one shot. You couldn't like kind of go back and keep playing it. You can change the difficulty. There's collectibles. It literally felt like Resident Evil Remake, just with a different character with different abilities. And I loved it. I thought it was great. I thought it played super smooth. I loved playing as Ada. I liked how you could like upgrade your grappling gun to like pull shields away or like come in to do the melee. I love the boss fight against the Gigante, like flying around in different buildings and loading into it. It was just so much fucking fun. And then like the final run, like after you shoot the rocket launcher at the boss and you gotta get another rocket launcher now, like the time to like running through the enemies and stuff, like it just plays fun. And I think that's probably the best thing I can say about these remakes, outside of cleaning up plot holes, is like they just made it easy to play. They made it easy and fun to play. And not only that, I can see where if you wanted to go back in for a challenge, if you wanted to go back in and like get your ass kicked or try something difficult or whatever it might be, it's there for you. If you just want to collect stuff, cool. If you want to get the story, play unassisted. You're not going to hear me judge you. Like, it was just fun. And I will say, I did not expect it when the Regeneradors popped up. I was fucking terrified. Fuck them. Fuck them forever.
Yeah, I mean, I have to agree with you. I mean, it's also weird because it's fast and fluid in a way that, like, the base game isn't. So they do a nice job of, like, changing it up there. But you're right. I mean, they do a lot of, like, they make it very replayable. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't short, like you mentioned. Like, no. So I remember when I had to review this, I thought it was going to be, like, an hour.
An hour.
So I was like, oh, whatever. I'll wait until, like, the last day, and I'll just do it before then. And then I was fucking up super fucking late, because I was like, oh, shit, no, this is, like, 6 hours long. Yeah, I also kind of run and gun through this because...
It's Resident Evil. That's what I like to do.
But, you know, I really liked how they found a way to evolve the gameplay in a game that we already knew how to play. And it also... Resident Evil has never had, like, a ton of DLC in its stuff. I mean, I guess they tried with 7.
Hey, you don't like evil, sadistic Jack Black... Or Blackjack?
I still haven't played it.
But you never played any of the DLC for 7? So there's this mode where, like, you just... Like, it's called Ethan Must Die. And, like, you just have to get to the end, but you're super squishy. That was one of the most fun I've ever had playing.
Yeah, but that just sounds hard.
it is hard, but as you learn... Because, like, everything's the same. You just keep going back through it and through and getting further.
Yeah.
You learn, like... where they're gonna fuck with you.
Okay.
And it's just, I didn't find it mean, I found it fun. And I'm someone who listened to our Souls reviews. It's not my cup of tea.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I also love 7, so maybe that's just me.
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of like it's taught me that I also trust them with DLC.
Yeah.
In a way that I didn't before, because I don't think they've ever really put a lot of focus on it, which I guess is good.
There was End of Zoe for 7 that was very story heavy. You play as the grandpa, but it was made for VR, so you had like gloves, you were punching things. So I didn't like the gameplay in that, but the story was fine. I don't know. Capcom has never fucked me. I mean, basically all from Capcom that I play is Resident Evil, so, like, I can't speak to the Monster Hunters or the Mega Man, right? That's Capcom, too?
Oh, yeah, people...
Yeah, so I can't speak to that, but, like, Man, if I got paid $10 to have like a great Saturday, because this was like my whole Saturday, sign me up.
Yeah, that's fair.
And the reason why I brought up the Kaplan thing is, like, you mentioned it, is like it plays like the base game.
Yeah.
But it's different. The Catwoman DLC, you play like Batman, but it's different. And that's all I really need. Arkham City is great. Playing as Catwoman in that world, just icing on a cake. Resident Evil 4 Remake is great. Getting to play as Ada Wong going through that world, icing on the cake.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
But let's get the audio now. Score, okay. Sound, everything's great. Alder Wesker, great.
I've already voiced my complaints about this next issue, so.
When we reviewed... When we reviewed Resident Evil 4 Remake, you talked about how you didn't like Ada. And for me, maybe it was just because I was just having such a great time and 4 is, like, it's in my Mount Rushmore, right? The original is my Mount Rushmore of games. I didn't notice it. But here, where she is the focus and she has to show emotion and she's interacting with characters, the performance really fell flat.
Yep.
Yeah. It really felt like she was reading off a script and not giving any energy to it. And when you're juxtaposing that with Luis's character and the new Wesker, who I thought did a really good job. I didn't know it was different, but even so, it was just a great... It felt like Albert Wesker. Yeah. You get Leon back doing his thing. Even Ashley's in it a little bit. Like, you felt it. You felt it because it was so focused. And I guess I have to give you your props because you were right way back when. And to have it seen like that, it's a shame. Like, I'm not like, it is what it is. Like,
yeah,
it's not the worst. We have seen some pretty bad voice acting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And so I wouldn't say it's bad. It's just, it lacks a lot of heart. And from a character, Ada is like one of my favorite video game characters, like, bar none. Like, I just love Ada. I love how she's constantly fucking Leon. I just, it just brings me joy. And I don't know. It was a bummer. It was the biggest blemish for the playing experience.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, it's just kind of, this is like a, how I felt about the audio in the base game is just kind of like expanded here because it's more time with the character. And that's the thing, is you're right. It's like, it's not horrible. It's just kind of like, it's kind of disappointing. And like, I hope that if she does come back for another one, she like puts
just
more
give her
into
some
it.
Heart. Just give us
yeah,
some heart.
Exactly. Even just like a little bit. Because it is very, like, monotone.
Yeah. How scary. The Regeneradors are in it, so I can't, like, knock it too hard, because those things haunt my nightmares and have since I played this game when I was a child.
Yeah.
But, like, because you play so fast with Ada, and because, like I said, for me, I was literally just crafting bolt arrows and slicing and dicing my way through it, it didn't have really any scares.
Yeah, I mean, I would heavily agree with that, because this is kind of like the more, this is like the final stretch of Resident Evil, but like stretched it, right? Like, you're kind of, you're fast, you have lots of stuff at your disposal, you're not like fighting against the environment as much. And you kind of already know what to expect at this point. Except for the Regenerators, because, again, like, fuck
this. I wasn't ready for that. It was like, motherfucker, goddammit. You go, and then you hit that one that had, like, fucking 10 parasites in it, and it was shooting spikes at you. It's like, what are we, like, why are we doing this to me? But yeah, I think you said it right. This is, like, this is post-game Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Like, it just is. And it's not a bad thing, but, like, when I think about what's scary about Resident Evil, it's not the post game.
Yeah, exactly.
It's when you first get dropped in and you have a pistol and a fucking egg.
Yeah.
You gotta figure shit out. So obviously no scores on this, but I guess what we can do, it's been a while, right, Justin, since this came out, but we can still do a buy it immediately, wait for a sale, or pass.
I mean, I would buy it immediately.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
I think Capcom fucking, yeah. Well, I mean, whatever. You had time. Yeah. And you got it on sale, which is even better.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, Capcom's just, they're really hitting home with Resident Evil, and I think this DLC kind of proves that point further. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I am, no matter what they do with Resident Evil next, I am excited, and I'm here for it.
I am always excited for a Final Fantasy, a Pokemon, which is my own fucking fault, and a Resident Evil. So, keep them coming.
Hey, you know, you never know. We have to get, we don't have to, but we will probably get some sort of announcement later this year.
I think we'll get a new game by the end of the year.
I feel a new game coming like January. That's like, yeah, my guess. Saying,
like December, January, that's what I was thinking too.
Yeah, I gotta...
If you find anything out, as you know, my texts stay between me and you.
Yeah, we'll see.
With that, listeners, we're going to head on in to the closing. So we are double recording next week to bank one more episode. It is slated to be our official Alan Wake 2 review to see if it's been patched and I can actually get out of that goddamn hotel lobby. If it hasn't, we'll do something else. If I end up beating Resident Evil, if I end up beating Final Fantasy 7, it might be a Final Fantasy review, which will be fun for us.
Oh man, that means I had to remember Final Fantasy now too. Fuck.
But we'll figure something out. Maybe it'll be a movie. I don't know. We'll figure something out. My plan is Saturday, after I do the edits for these episodes, is to sit down and see if I can get out of the lobby. Because I know I'm close. Like, I already have What's-Her-Face's story done. I just gotta get Alan Wake there too. So we'll see.
Yeah.
I'll let you know. Yeah, I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, because you still got a little bit to go.
But guys, thanks for hanging out with us. I have two quizzes for Justin patrons, but until next time, stay scary. The Here's Johnny podcast is brought to you by Larry and Justin. You can find the show on Twitter at Here's Johnny Cast, and you can find Larry at Beaver LA.
You can find Justin at Pickle Thing, and you can email the show at heresjohnnypodcast@gmail.com. You can look us up on Facebook at Here's Johnny Podcast.
As always, in the show notes, you can find links to the Discord and to the website. We are also on Instagram at heresjohnny_podcast.
Also in the show notes, we'll have a link to the Twitch and YouTube channels. And if you would like to support the show, you can head on over to patreon.com/heresjohnnypodcast. Every cent goes into the show. And yeah, we just really use it to make the show better. Again, I just want to say thank you very much to our patrons. You guys help make this possible.
But yeah, Patreon is the way we support the show. We aren't looking to get rich. And like Justin said, every dollar, every cent, it all goes back in. There's some pretty cool tiers. So head on and look at that.
But until next week, see you guys later.